Yes, so I was talking about scientific knowledge lacks exactness. It is true that scientific knowledge can never be absolutely exact. History of evolution of science clearly shows that some principles of science which were considered fully valid in the 19th century have proved to be wrong in the 20th century. Okay, so how can you say that science provides exactness when itself has made so many mistakes? And another point to be noted is exact predictions cannot be made in the sphere of some science like meteorology. Now, as you know, meteorology is a natural science. It explains about climate changing. It makes weather forecast, which at times is said to not even be accurate. So if meteorology is a science, despite limitations in respect of prediction making, politics can also be admitted as a science. Now, the next point to be noted is that law of cause and effect also operates in politics. It is not fully correct to say the law of cause and effect is non-operative in politics. No doubt it does not operate as exactly in politics as it operates in natural science. Nevertheless, it is operative in the sphere of politics to some extent. Okay, let's see how the causes of revolution in various societies are quite similar if you note the history of the world. It can be safely said that widespread inequalities and exploitations of the masses by a class or some classes always provides a rich ground for a popular revolution against the established order. So, on the basis of these arguments, most of the modern political scientists strongly uphold the view that politics is a science. It admits scientific method of study. Okay? However, let me conclude by saying that while admitting that politics is a science, it must be stated that it is a social science and not a natural science. It is as much a science as sociology and economics are sciences. As a social science, politics tries to study the political aspect of human behavior or the political dimension of every social system. I hope you've enjoyed the lesson. Now, I would request you to please open the chapter and read, and I'm sure things will get much more simplified. Thank you.